We just did a segment on Dion's Prime Prep Academy and all of the problems that have been going on at that place for the last couple of years, that New York Times exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Prime Prep. I think we're going to get an even more detailed look at what's been going on there now. Joining us on the ticket is an anonymous inside source, a deep throat informant, someone who's been involved with Prime Prep for the last couple of years. They want to remain anonymous, though, because they fear retribution. And so we have disguised this person's voice for this segment. Hello, Deep Throat Informant. Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if we put the proper effect on that, Jerry.
Are you sure you're with us? We want to make sure that your identity is disguised.
Yes.
There
okay.
we go.
All right.
I am with you.
All right. Can you tell us exactly how you were involved with Prime Prep?
I want to start off by saying it's taking me a lot of courage to come forward like this, revealing all these details.
Okay.
Using my very own voice.
Well, this isn't your very own voice. We're running it through a harmonizer.
Oh.
I said, thank you. I do sense a deep Texas accent, though, with you.
That Dion was horrible to work with. He made my life so unbearable that I got IBS real bad.
Working with Dion gave you IBS.
Whenever the prime time was on campus, I had to carry a Homer bucket around for my flare-ups.
That's awful.
I would feel it with the diarrhea. And then fling it on the students.
Why would you do that?
The only thing that Dion seemed to care about was the sports known as football.
Yeah, not even basketball?
Everything was football Vegas and football Vegas.
That is not a
teacher. He would always talk football, and if you tried to change the subject, he would shoot out your kneecaps with his pink pearl handled revolvers he wore on each and every hip.
We didn't hear reports of gunfire.
He would either talk football or Michael Crabtree. Especially when the phone was ringing.
Oh, gosh.
When that happened, oh, what a day.
Okay, now. It was one incident on the NFL Network.
One time, a bespectacled young man, a student, came to Prime Prep, stating that he would like to learn some 18th century poetry. This did not go over well with the Dion. His smile faded, and he signaled his snipers.
Snipers?
The snipers threw down their guns and began to rough up the kid. They tossed him into a vat of non-poisonous snakes that Dion always kept handy.
Non-poisonous.
Just for such occasions. The kid begged for his life, but Dion said he would spare the kid, only if he could run a 4.44.
And I bet he couldn't.
The kid did indeed run a 4.44 when Dion had a polar bear chasing across the practice field.
Where did he get a polar bear from?
One time, Dion suspended me from the light pole. Actually, it was the flagpole. Using my panties as a suspension device.
So, are you female?
He then stood underneath my male body.
I'm confused.
And spoke into a bullhorn saying, "Attention, all Prime Prep students, please come out to the front of the school to see what we've caught on the flagpole." Except the word flag had very few L's.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
One time he made an elephant step on my balls.
This is quite abusive, an abusive environment.
I'll never forget the day Dion called an assembly and announced the death of Gil Brandt. As Gil Brandt was standing right beside him.
Yeah, he's still with us.
I must go now because of lack of processing.
All right, Deep Throat.
Thank you. Thank you for your courage.
Take care. That's the Deep Throat informant from Prime Prep.